Well, my concern is, first of all, because a non-police officer is taking up that position, when there are a few police officers that have come up through the ranks that would be able to take up that position. The second point is that he has already been appointed through the Constitutional Officers Commission, and the appointment is for 5 years. So for him, just to have started, it's not even a year into that appointment, and he's already going off to a war college, that is of great concern because of the human rights abuses that are being highlighted here in Fiji, and of which he has been part of in his previous employment.
Has Mr. Gilley-Ho explained his reasons for taking a year off and going to a war college in Malaysia?
First of all, for him to announce it himself is not the proper way of that announcement being made. And the war college, we know that there are a few military officers that have gone to war colleges, and they are still there in China and in other countries. So it is of great concern to us as to what is happening for our military, for the military, and well, especially the police, to be going off to these war colleges, when really he should be trying to upskill his policing duties.
Well, why do you think he's actually doing this?
You know, Bruce, many things are happening that is that continues to be a great of great concern and is a puzzle in the greater puzzle that we are trying to live through. And it's just the human rights abuses that we are concerned about that he also should be looking at, instead of going to a war college of all places, and in a country where human rights is something that they need to be looking at seriously.
What, you're concerned about what he might learn in Kuala Lumpur?
That is of great concern to us. So, you know, these things are very mysterious in what is the greater plan for such people, because we know that he has a very important position in the greater scheme of things, especially with this present government.
He's announced his deputy will be taking over in his absence. Do you have confidence that he'll be able to do the job of police commissioner effectively?
Well, we hope that, you know, the police have been good up to the point where they've brought in military officers. And the police have carried out their duties faithfully. So why on earth would they bring in military officers? They've been doing this for some time now. And to be replaced by, you know, previously to be replaced by another military officer, we hope that they will do what is right for our country.
This sort of thing is usually handled by the Constitutional Officers Commission, which handles the very senior posts in the state. But that's been kind of in abeyance for a while because you pulled out. Your representative, Richard Naidu, no longer takes part in that because he had concerns about the way it was operating. So if it's not operating properly, isn't that to some extent perhaps your fault?
It is still of great you know, concern to us here in Fiji. And I haven't attended that meeting for some time because of such appointments that they make, which no one knows about except maybe one or two people. And this has been happening all along, and we see it continuing to happen.